The audit was requested by District A Senator Bert Stedman due to what he says were concerns about the handling of the Gravina Access Project.
I was concerned that all of the procedures may or may not have been followed, and I wanted an accurate picture of the flow of funds, both federal and state, into and out of the project and where the money went, particularly after the previous governor decided to cancel the $400 million version of the bridge when, at that time, our DOT was already working on about a $300 million version. There was a lot of politics involved in the background, and I wanted to make sure that the state interests were taken care of.
The audit found that more than $245 million was initially designated for the Gravina Access Project as far back as 1998. The project became the poster child for pork barrel spending in the national media and was eventually coined the Bridge to Nowhere. Following a flood of negative publicity, Congress lifted two major earmarks for Gravina Access, reducing the amount of money set aside for the project from $245 to $70 million. While the earmarks were removed, the money originally set aside for Gravina Access was still sent to the state, which was free to spend the federal funds on the bridge or a variety of other transportation projects. The audit says DOT's decision to spend that money on other transportation priorities did not violate state regulations. Stedman says the auditor was by and large unable to track where the money once earmarked for Gravina Access was spent.
The part that surprises me the most out of the audit is the difficulty the auditors have in tracing the dollars from Gravina to other projects around the state. The commingled process that DOT uses is very difficult to unwind, and they can't specifically point to any project and show the exact impact. They, in fact, gave a list of most likely projects that were possibly delayed or had to be modified. But one must remember that if those funds weren't earmarked to Gravina, most of it would not have went to Alaska. Those funds would have been spent all over the country.
The legislative audit was most critical of DOT's decision to proceed with construction of a highway on Gravina Island that was originally meant to connect a bridge approach with the Ketchikan Airport. The audit says the road was not in the public's interest given the lack of congressional financial support for bridges and the significant increase in the project's estimated cost. DOT spokesperson Roger Weatherall says his agency takes issue with that finding.
We didn't actually agree with that conclusion because we felt that there was national support for the project based on the fact that Congress did designate federal funds for its construction. We had the support of local government. We had state support for the project based on the fact that the legislature provided authority to spend the federal funds on its construction.
Weatherall says DOT's decision to move forward with the road before finalizing plans to construct a bridge was influenced by a separate construction project at the Ketchikan Airport.
We had an aviation project going on to lengthen the runway at the Ketchikan Airport, and so that created a timing issue that the report overlooks, and simply there was never going to be anything easier or less expensive with an opportunity to build that road in a tunnel under the runway than during the same time that the project had been extended and elevated the runway across the proposed road location.
The audit states that the $56 million DOT had expended as of May of last year was within the scope of the Gravina Access Project. However, the auditor says the highway work completed is questionable given the insufficient bridge funding. Weatherall could not say whether the amount of money spent so far by DOT on planning for the Gravina Access Project was within the scope of other large-scale transportation projects. Bridge opponent Carol Cairns co-sponsored a citizen initiative in 2002 seeking a public vote on the bridge. She remains critical of the state's decision to spend millions of dollars on planning for a bridge that she does not believe will or should ever be built.
I keep saying, why is this continuing? Because when they commission a study, they spend the money, they do the study, and the study ends up telling them, don't do this. And then they spend more money to get the same answer over and over again.
Karen says she is disappointed the audit did not investigate why decisions have been made to proceed with the bridge project and accompanying road construction. DOT is currently reevaluating alternatives for the Gravina Access Project. Options under consideration include both bridge alternatives and improved ferry service. Stedman says the agency's previous preferred alternative, a $400 million two-bridge option, is off the table. He believes the state could fund a less expensive bridge, however.
If DOT selects a $300 million alternative, it is not a fiscal leap for the state to appropriate the funds to build it. The state of Alaska is in its strongest fiscal position it's been in probably since the history of the state. Building a $300 million capital project is doable. Right now we're looking at $200 million worth of buildings in Anchorage and Fairbanks in this year's capital budget, and it's not even in the press. The capital budget will be somewhere around $1 billion and north of that. So you take the appropriation needed to build the hard link and spread it out for 2 or 3 or 4 years and incrementally fund it.
DOT is scheduled to release a supplemental environmental impact statement later this year, which will include a new preferred Gravina Access alternative. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.